Well, howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm your host, Matt King. This is my lovely co-host,
Mike Sheffer.
And today we are joined with my roommate, my good friend, one of my other fellow co-hosts on the Zayn and Heath Unfiltered podcast, Zayn Hijazi.
Shalom.
Welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum to you, too.
Is that what you're supposed to say?
No, walaikum assalam. I didn't want to confuse you.
Alaikum? It's alaikum or alaikum?
I said it in like an American accent, but I can say it. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam.
That's what it is.
I'm losing like the Arab accent. Yeah, because I haven't spoken it in so long.
Does your dad, when you're talking to your dad on the phone, I know you guys greet that way. And does your dad though like ever like try to test you on your Arabic to see if you're brushing up like halfway through the conversation?
He'll only speak Arabic when he's yelling at me or he's really pissed.
Oh, wow.
If we're fighting, he'll start screaming at me in Arabic, and I know they're awful things, and I think that's the reason why he'll say that shit in Arabic, because he'll feel too bad saying it in English.
But like, that's definitely funny. The one time you're like, your emotions are being tested, and you want to be like, you're going talking bad. You're then using like your religious.
But I'm the type. I'm as stubborn as my dad, so I'm just like, I don't fucking understand what you're saying.
Do you not understand all the Arabic when he is?
I used to lie and say I know a little bit, but I actually really just don't.
You just bust out Google Translate and you're like, you just set it up and be like, you done yet? You go, I'll remember that.
Yep. I just have a translator with me at every moment with my dad.
Well, Zayn, you got a new look. You bleached your hair.
Yes, I'm fucking blonde, baby. Look.
Woo! Wow. They did a good job. It's like a perfect color.
Yeah, I went to April.
Oh, she's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I was
scared because usually I go to like, I'll try to go to like a Instagrammer that has like a big following because I feel like they would never, they'd be too scared to fuck up your hair because then they'd get in trouble like through social media. So I went to April who's been cutting my hair for the past 2.5 years. And I was like, hey, April, please don't fuck it up. I just got a hair transplant. So like, just watch out for that too. And she's like, no, you're fine. I'm using like clean bleach or whatever. I feel like that's a lie. Clean bleach.
Yeah.
Oh, bleach is fucking horrible.
Right when you feel it just sizzling on your head, you're like, what am I?
Know, I was sitting there, I'm like, it's burning. And she's like, well, how much? I was like, it's just burning, but like, you know, enough where I can withstand. And she's like, it shouldn't be burning. And I'm like, it's supposed to be uncomfortable. She's like, it's an uncomfortable feeling, but not burning. But I'm like, but it is, it's bleach. It's
like, and you don't know like the scale of like, oh, well, 1 to 10. You're like, it is uncomfortable. Yeah,
because I've seen nightmare stories of girls losing their hair while trying to bleach it.
And I didn't want to wipe it and all the hair just comes off with it.
Yeah.
I don't get people who change their hair color all the time.
They just have strong hair. Like Todd could change his hair color every day.
Todd was debating actually on bleaching his hair last night. But he was like, I'm worried it's going to be too fresh for like Coachella. Like, but yeah, he used to do it all the time, but he hasn't done his hair any crazy styles since.
Yeah. I don't know why. Usually he's like, because he's pretty young spirited and crazy. So I'm surprised he has not dyed his hair more.
Did you consult your hair physician before you did the transplant, or before you did the dye to make sure that it wouldn't affect your transplant?
After I got my hair transplant, my doctor did tell me that I can dye my hair if I want to, like 6 months after the surgery.
Oh.
But he did, I think he said that the bleach should not be touching my head. But we just right over the scalp.
How do you even get it down to where it's like not going to touch your head?
I think you need it. Have you seen like the plastic thing where they put over the head and then they
pull it through?
I think that's what I'm supposed to do. But like, I don't want to do that. I'm going to look like a frosted tip. Do you have a little little crossword search for me to do?
No, this is actually Mike made me a crossword of only things that like I would know.
It's like a Matt King centric crossword puzzle that I made him for his birthday.
How long did it take you to make this?
So there's actually a website that you can just plug in. Like I basically came up with 20 words and then I came up with my own clues and you just pop them into a website and then you click generate and it just makes the crossword
for
you.
How long does it take to generate?
Like one second.
How do they do that?
An algorithm. Yeah. I don't know.
It is pretty.
They identify a letter and then match it with another letter and try to see as like dense as they can.
And there's still garbage trucks that drive around and pick up people's garbages. That doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. I can make you one for your birthday, Zayn.
Like
that'd be fun.
Game of Thrones characters.
Oh, yeah.
Doja Cat songs.
Just literally anything. I would definitely play
it. Okay, I'll make you one for your birthday, Zayn.
Yes.
Matt will enjoy doing his. Like
for my 30th?
Just for an example, 43 across is blank summer, parentheses, hate everything else.
Love Matt, hate everything else.
Well, wait, love.
Or is this about Patricia's captions?
It's blank summer, parentheses, hate everything else. The blank is the clue. You already said it. Yeah, love.
Love,
yeah.
Love summer, hate everything
else. Yeah, so like
else.
That's like that would be
was that your Instagram caption?
No, Patricia did
for,
that.
Like, for 1 year straight, Patricia's Instagram captions were always like, love Matt, hate everything else. Love summer, hate everything else.
Oh, really?
Was
this when we knew her?
Yeah.
Kind of right when we started dating. But I remember when like I was looking at her Instagram, all of her captions for one summer were just love summer, hate everything else.
Oh,
but
got
it was
it,
kind of like a good move because like you have to think about a caption for the summer. You're just doing the same thing. Zane, did you work out today?
I did.
Yeah, what were we working on?
I think backs and buys.
Backs and buys. It's a good little combo.
Yes, we are allies. Yes, we are, especially when we're working out.
Mm-hmm. And was it strenuous? Was it easy?
It's never easy. Because Ilya wants us running 3 miles a day, and running 3 miles, it's rough.
I feel like it's been that long to be. I feel like you have to be working up just to be able to run 3 miles a day. Like,
yeah,
I mean, you have to be running for a year.
It's definitely doable. We do it every day. You know, like you definitely get a good workout in. It's just like I think for me, it's just how time consuming it is. You're running for 30 minutes after you do an hour workout. So like in my head, I'm just like, damn, I just want to go home after an hour. I don't want to spend an hour and a half working out. That's just too much time.
And then showering, getting changed. It's a big part of your day.
Exactly.
Have you noticed a transformation in yourself?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes people like because it's so subtle that over time they just don't see like physically see the results, but you can see that you've changed.
Yeah, no, I definitely see I've changed. It's like I still have this like gut and it sucks because I'm not eating anything I want to eat.
Yeah.
So like I want to see results as fast as possible, especially when I'm just like kind of miserable in the whole diet thing.
No drinking.
I told Ilya I'm not gonna do no drinking because I'm not gonna like I'm gonna lose my sanity. Like I need to have some nights
where
I'm just like I'm going out with my friends. I'm forgetting about everything.
Yeah,
it's nice. It's not because I know that this is bad, but like I don't like going out if I'm not drinking. Like where everybody else
is drinking.
The
type of going out that this group of friends does. Yes. It's very tough to do.
I can't go out and not drink. I'd rather just be home.
Yeah.
Which I've done.
I felt like that about Todd's dinner last night. I'm like, I don't want to go because I know I'm going to drink.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it and I felt bad, but.
We just like drinking. It just helps you forget shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Social lubricant, you know?
Yeah. And I don't. And
liquid courage.
Exactly. And I don't like drinking by myself either. So.
Yeah. What is your go-to drink though? You usually have tequila. I never know what you're drinking in your hand.
Tequila soda lime, because it's like the cleanest thing, the healthiest thing that you can drink when it comes to drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I stay away from beer. Beer is like really bad for this, like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
It's like eating 7 slices of bread. It's
I know.
Awful.
Oh my gosh.
So I just try to stay away from beer and just keep it to like club soda or water.
Mike, what do you drink?
I actually try and stick to light beers because like I used to be able to drink, you know, gin and tonics, have some whiskeys, but for the amount of volume you're drinking, you like once you start drinking, all you want to do is have another drink in your hand. So like light beers has the most liquid for the least amount of getting hammered. So you can like spread it out over the night, have 3-4 beers and not.
That's why Heath like pretty much stopped drinking because he can't just have one drink. Only me too. But like, but he like from his mouth, he just cannot stop at all. Like,
yeah,
he gets very far. And just like you want to get like hammered.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
why
I totally see where he's coming from because I definitely get like that.
At dinner, though, I'll have like, you know, if you go to a nice restaurant, I'll have a nice old fashioned. That's my go-to.
Well, Don Draper.
Yeah.
If I'm just going to have one drink, I'll have wine. I can't have like tequila or a whiskey.
Yeah.
I only drink that when I'm like drinking.
Because then your body's like, one tequila? How about another?
Because wine makes you tired.
Yeah.
You drink a thing of wine, you're like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I can like sit in my bed and watch a little bit of Jersey Shore. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You just saw the Harry Potter play. How was that?
Oh, dude, The Cursed Child.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was, I saw it in San Francisco. The Cursed Child is basically the sequel to the Harry Potter series. J.K. Rowling, like, approved the screenplay. She didn't write it. But basically what it is that Harry's son, his second son, whose name is Albus, gets into Slytherin. And like, oh no. And he teams up with Malfoy's son. And I'm not revealing anything. You find all of that out in like the first scene, and just shit goes down. But dude, it was like half, you know, a play, half a magic show.
Illusions
they were doing on stage, I was just like, what?
Oh, wow.
Did y'all just see that? Like, I was clapping. Even it was like bad things, like someone would like die on stage, and I was just like, that was just impressive.
Did it satisfy that Harry Potter fix of where they left us hanging?
Yes, in a way. I mean, they pick it up straight up at the train station where the ending is. And so, like, Harry's saying goodbye to his sons, going, trust me, everything's going to be fine.
They haven't made a movie, right?
No.
Do you think they will?
Fantastic Beasts, right?
I think they... Well, yeah, they've made the Fantastic Beasts.
But that, I feel like that's the same world, but it has nothing to do with
the Harry Potter narrative. Right? I think... They won't make it a... They wouldn't even make it a movie. I think they would make it like a long HBO series.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to bring it back.
But it's fast-paced because originally the play, you would have to go see Act 1, Act 2, Part 1, and then you go out to like eat dinner, and then you come back and watch another play.
Oh, wait. You like leave the place and eat dinner?
Yeah.
Inside the place?
Or so you're already watching like a... 2 hour play, you leave, come back and watch another 2 hour play.
Imagine being the actors in that and having to memorize 4 hours of dialogue a night.
That's insane.
But now they squished it all into one. So it's like an hour and 45 minutes each act.
Okay.
But it goes by so fast. At first I was like, Jesus, is this in fast forward? But I enjoyed it. Okay. I recommend it.
All right.
I got a t-shirt. That was pretty cool.
I've never really seen a play before.
I was going to ask if you've been to like Broadway in New York or seen a musical, Annie Get Your Gun.
But like, I don't want to do like the Hamilton, you know what I mean?
I tried to get Zay to watch Hamilton so bad.
I was watching, I was just like, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, I don't really get the Hamilton.
They're talented as hell. And I feel like I'm not connecting with the time period. And
people rapping about the Constitution.
Yeah. Like, you would like Book of Mormon. If you were like third row Book of Mormon.
Third row.
Like, nowhere. I think because when you see a play and you're that up close, it is like you're in it.
You're seeing like these people sweat on stage.
Yeah.
Like there's no desire to even look at your phone because you're just like bearing witness to just so much like action.
I got to sit second row for View Store. I'm good, baby. I got to experience that.
But Book of Mormon, though, I think it's up your alley because it's written by Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the South Park guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are they still performing that?
I think it's in LA right now.
I would love to go see it. I've never seen it before.
Oh, you haven't?
I really want to see it.
Dude,
I'll make a plan to do that.
Yeah, that was really
I kind of just blocked out. You said a play and I didn't hear it.
Book of Mormon.
Okay.
My name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book. The Book of Mormon. But apparently Mormons actually really do like the show, though it's incredibly offensive to like the Mormon religion.
Oh, so that's... So they're able to get that Mormon fan base.
Yeah. They make fun of it, but also in a way that's, I guess, still redeeming.
Because it's about their faith. Yeah. I believe. But they even, the Church of Latter-day Saints, the Mormon church, they bought ads in like the playbills for it too.
Oh,
so they have, even though they're like, some of them don't like it, they like at least like are like, well, we got to book some ads if people are interested.
The ads are like, you like to churn butter? Come to
I think you're talking about the Amish.
My bad. Please, Mormons, don't.
Have you ever seen Amish?
Have I ever seen Amish?
Like the Amish, like community Amish people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are there Amish in Florida? Wait,
I think. Do they have Amish people here? Is there like a street where you see them like walking on the...
Oh, are there Amish in
California? No. I think that's more...
You're thinking about the Jews?
Mormons, you're thinking about the elders who are wearing the shirts with the black ties.
Wait a second. I feel like I need to Google images.
Mormons look like they are living in like the 1800s.
Mormons always wear like white button-down short-sleeve t-shirts.
And like the long beards, beards, and like the straw
Amish
hats.
Amish don't believe in electricity. Amish is like they still have horse
black
and buggy
hats.
Yes,
that's all right.
And like Pennsylvania,
you're saying that's Amish.
Yes, there's a TikTok going around of a girl who like was Amish and now she's now not Amish anymore. And the TikTok series is they're showing her like the most famous people in the world, and she has no idea who they are. Wow. They're showing her Elvis, and she's like, I don't know, is his name Dan? They show her Michael Jackson. She's like, is that Macklemore? Like, she doesn't know anything. They're totally isolated from the world.
Wow. But there are certain like sects of Amish where you can use technology.
They
kind of
like
loophole
around
drive
it.
A car. Like, I don't know.
It all depends on
what degree. Like, you know, there's Orthodox Jews. Yeah. There's other Jews. Like, it depends on your level. But no, they are fascinating.
The electricity has like the devil in it, I think. That's why they don't use electricity.
Pretty much. I don't know.
I can see why they think like that, because like if you think about it, like it's pretty the shit that we're like experiencing right now that has to do with the internet and electricity is pretty awful.
Yeah, it's
so
insane.
I get why they like
and
have
coming
like
out of
negative...
like the 1700s-1800s, you're a farmer and then all of a sudden like, oh, here's a car, here's an airplane, you're like, I don't know about all this Gizmo.
Can you imagine living, though? I just always wonder about the perspectives of it. Like, yeah. How do they see us living
yeah.
in our world?
Yeah. Do they see us just as, like, filthy sinners? Or do they see us as, like, oh, I don't need that. Like, I'm just perfectly fine where I am.
I think just, like, lost souls. Like, I think they're told, like, we're consuming ourselves with all of this.
Like, they're more free than we are. We think we're free because we have cars and planes. But they're actually the ones who are free because they're just...
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah.
You know what? That does make sense. That, like, because it's how you start living.
Yeah.
Because I feel like those people are actually much more happier than we are.
They might be
less stressful than we are.
Yeah. There's no, they're not worried about how many likes they're getting on a TikTok or.
Yeah. Just stupid shit that, like, we all worry about. Oh, God.
Getting to the right Coachella party.
Yeah. But yeah. we were talking about, like, on the other episode, we were talking about how, just imagine all internet just.
The internet wiped off.
Yeah. And, what would happen to the world if the internet completely disappeared?
It would be civilization would unfold. It's crazy. Like, within weeks.
Absolutely.
If the internet just went down, I think like everything today runs on the internet.
And we just got the internet too. Like, you 20 know what
years
I mean?
Ago. Yeah. But like flights.
It's embarrassing.
Your credit cards, the banks.
Jobs. Who work from home era.
Yeah.
People wouldn't be able to work.
I always wonder, like, before the internet, what the hell were people doing at their jobs? Like, you would go to an office, you didn't have a computer, like in the 70s or the 60s. What are you doing?
Paperwork, baby.
What is that?
Like, file cabinets, paperwork.
What are you doing?
We're talking about which years?
Like just say, you know, the 70s. There was no computers.
But you did have those, internet. Like, didn't they have the computers that were, like, black with, like, the green?
But that was, like, one person.
Think of,
the
like,
company.
Dentist's office. That's how I imagine what it looked like back then. Like, dentist just filled with files and papers.
But, like, if you go to a job, like, what is your job? Like, if you go to a job, what are you doing if it's not on the internet in the 70s? In New York, there's super tall buildings. Thousands of people in them.
I think everything was just written on, like, typewriters and shit. No?
But what were
filling
they writing?
Filling out reports. Things yeah. like, that, that the computers...
What were they doing?
From the online sales.
I still feel like that with some of my friends who, like, work in accounting or... Well, I guess, like, accounting. I guess you kind of know what they're doing. But, like, one of my cousins, she works in the Navy. And she, like, you know, works on the ships and stuff. But I'm like, but what are you doing? Yeah. Like, but all respect, I mean, you're serving the country and it does matter.
How
but,
do you send
like,
the missiles without internet?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what... I don't understand.
Do you?
The Wi-Fi's down, y'all. The button's not working.
There's, I don't know.
Mike, do you remember back in the day how difficult it was to create a website?
This was my first business. I had to build websites for people because it was so difficult.
How'd you do it? Did you have to code everything?
Yeah, I had to work with two people that knew how to program HTML, CSS, JavaScript. It was impossible.
Well, I'm worried that your business now would be out of business.
Hence why I'm in the management business, Matt.
So if you were to start a website, what service would you use today?
Squarespace.com.
That's right. Squarespace is an all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. You can stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything. Your products, content you create, and even your own time.
Squarespace makes it easy for creators to monetize their content and expertise in a way that fits with their brand. With member areas, you can unlock a new revenue stream for your business and free up time in your schedule by selling access to gated content like videos, online courses, or a newsletter.
And another feature that I really love is the appointment scheduling. You can add online booking and scheduling for your classes or sessions to your Squarespace website. Clients can easily see your availability or reschedule if needed, taking the hassle out of coordinating calendars. And now Squarespace has an incredible video studio. You can create pro-level videos effortlessly. The Squarespace Video Studio app helps you make and share engaging videos to tell your story, grow your audience, and drive sales.
And you can also connect all your social media accounts. So you can display posts from your social profiles on your website. Automatically push website content to your favorite social media channels so your followers can share it too. There's also email campaigns. You can stand out in any inbox with Squarespace email campaigns. Collect email subscribers and convert them into loyal customers. Start with an email template and customize it by applying your brand ingredients like logo, site colors, and more. You can build in analytics to measure the impact of every email you send.
So check out squarespace.com/hoot to start your free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code HOOT, H-O-O-T, for 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Once again, go to squarespace.com/hoot and use promo code HOOT to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. You need a website. It's 2022. What are you waiting for? Get on squarespace.com/hoot and build the website of your dreams.
And now back to the episode. I still sometimes... Wait, you believe in the moon landing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, you believe that we went. I do.
I don't know. I like the amount of videos I've seen, the amount of like shit like friends tell me. The videos are pretty crazy of the first like landing
where they say, oh, the flag is not waving and the shadows are wrong.
I think it's just even the blast and the pixels and all that. Like back then it looked real, but now when you look at it, you're like, that looks funny.
Yeah. But Neil Armstrong got off, there's already a camera set up. So like the first walk on the moon, I'm like, how did the camera get there?
That didn't even cross my mind.
So did Neil get up and like set the camera? That's another thing. How did they get the video footage to go? And it's 1969.
And it was live.
Streaming all the way.
It was to a live broadcast.
Everybody across America. But then again, it's seasonal for me on the moon. I'm either like we went, it was real, and then sometimes I'm like, there's no way.
I have a telescope that I got a couple weeks ago or months ago now, and I look up at the moon like once in a while. It's one of the coolest experiences you could do. It's definitely real. Yeah, it's insane.
Do you think that the moon was once part of the Earth?
No.
Then how did it get there?
So the gravity of the Earth had a bunch of smaller rocks that started to loop around it, and those rocks all ended up coming together over years and years and years, and that's what the moon is.
You guys are silly. God put it there.
Okay. No,
you're forgetting
that
God.
It was a chunk of the Earth that blew off, then it was just, it went into orbit and it died out.
No, this is how moons are made, is that the gravity from the planet brings a lot of rocks into orbit around it. Those rocks crash together from the speed and clump together, and then they become a moon.
Why is it a perfect circle?
Because that's the perfect circle is nature's most efficient shape.
Lies. Lies. Bullshit.
There also is a theory that we did go to the moon when we said we did, but we didn't have the camera technology, so they recreated the moon landing. But so what you're seeing maybe is like not real. We actually did go, but the footage that everyone sees, that was produced after the fact.
The thing is, with how much fake shit we see now, that makes me always think about back then. Like there's just how people stage shit now.
Yep.
Why not stage it back then?
The number one thing is, why haven't we gone back?
Yeah.
Why is there no HD 1080p 4K footage of the
Because
moon?
We can put satellites already into air that go into orbit. We don't need to like mount it on the moon.
But why don't we just go send some people there? Just get it over with. Let's get them up there.
Yeah, I know. I feel like if we're already focusing on colonizing Mars, why can't we colonize the moon? Because it's so close, people can get there in a day.
And
yeah.
The lighting, woo, you could be doing some crazy vlogging out there.
Oh, like if colonization, I would never go to Mars, but the moon, if there was actually a really cool setup.
At the moon?
They had a margarita
like Moonfest. Like, let's fucking have a festival out there. You got to pay $250,000 per ticket.
And you can get to the moon?
Get your ass to the moon, yeah. Let's all see it for ourselves.
Oh, man.
The fucking Doja Cat is up there in a fucking astronaut.
Yeah, who would be the first person to perform on the moon?
I don't know. Kanye would want to be that person.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
But would we allow it? Would the world agree on it? Would a brand sponsor?
It doesn't matter. He's going to make it happen.
Yeah. I think so. I can't believe he pulled out of Coachella though.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised.
I'm pretty surprised. Like that's such a big festival that everyone's so excited to go to, and a lot of like respectable people go to too. So
yeah.
Like, I mean, I get it if you pull out a pitchfork, you know what I mean? But you're pulling out of like one of the biggest festival that everybody's at the year, and it's been 2 years since they had one.
Yep, he didn't play the last one either, right?
Yeah,
he did a Sunday service though, right?
The 2 years ago.
The last Coachella, it did fall on an Easter.
He didn't. He wasn't a main headliner, but he did a Sunday church service thing. Because I remember seeing videos of that.
I bet he'll still show up and do that Sunday service just as like a fuck you to Coachella.
I guess.
You're paying him $8 million. Can you imagine just being like, no, I don't want to do it.
But the thing is, $8 million is nothing to him.
I guess. But I thought Kanye was having money troubles.
I don't think anybody knows what's going on with that guy. Remember Beyonce, when they paid her... like $4 million per set. Apparently, she spent all of her money on her set.
She made $4 million per set.
Yeah, like she basically didn't make any money on Coachella. She spent all the money that they paid her on like the dancers, the stage, the choreography, like the effects.
Yeah, I still think that was like the craziest performance I've seen at Coachella. So
you saw that performance?
Yeah.
You were there. That's sick.
I was there.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that was it was insane to watch that in person. Like you could not believe that lady pulled that off.
The whole thing is on Netflix, right? That entire performance.
Yeah, and nobody fucked up. Like, how does nobody fuck up? Not one girl like just fell down.
Just drops a baton.
Yeah,
done. The tuba just what?
Because Beyonce, if she saw that shit, you're done.
Yeah,
you don't want you don't want to let Beyonce down. No way.
Oh yeah, I can't just. I don't know. I just imagine if we like had to go rehearse like nonstop. Like
you wouldn't be able to do anything else.
Just cut. What is that? What am I hearing? No, you guys are supposed to do.
Oh, it is cut. I bet it's cutthroat. There's no nice shit going on in there.
You're done.
I feel like in that world,
you are done. And now we have to re-coordinate all of this.
But like, I feel like you have to, especially for shit like that, you have to be like that. There has to be one person that has to be like that in order to make sure everybody is fucking aligned right. You know, like. Then you have fuck ups at the performance. Well, at least we're all nice to each other during rehearsals. Well, no, you just ruined the whole performance.
And where's like the hotel they're all staying at? Like, I don't know. How do they
get them
into the festival?
They got the home area.
And then it's like moving on to the next group. Like when we were watching the Grammys, I'm like, are all these people coming through backstage? Where do they go after?
It's a massive, massive. They spend the whole year producing each event. Like the Grammys, the Oscars, they produce the whole event for a year.
I heard people buy houses out there just for Coachella. Because they literally make their mortgage every year for that weekend.
That makes complete sense.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
That's so smart.
I know. And it sucks because like if you bought that house, you'd be like, well, I want to enjoy this for Coachella. But you can't.
Well, no. You rent it out to somebody and then you just do something else there. Like you let that house be a business. It's so smart.
Do you have all your outfits planned out?
I got a stylist.
You did?
You got a stylist.
Is that the stuff that I saw in there on the table? Is that yours?
Well, some of that was like from Coke. But no, he took the clothes back. I think he's coming back with I needed one because I'm not good at shopping. I have hoodies. All I have is hoodies up there.
And sweatpants.
And the shirts I wore to Coachella 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I can't wear any of this.
Or you're having like multiple outfits per day in case you change.
I think since I have one, I think he's doing it for me. Like he's just like, here's two outfits per day. Like, you know. He's taking care of me.
So good. I was concerned about Zay because Zay will wait last minute to get an outfit, and then it's just a crisis.
Yeah,
it's just like I don't have anything. I hate how.
And then
I
I'm like barring Todd shit, and like I don't want to be that person to be barring everybody's shit.
Everyone's
especially
thinking, well, didn't Todd wear this one?
Oh yeah, I mean I literally wore Todd's shirt for Heath Scott and Todd's party. I just don't have anything.
Uh huh. Yeah. I mean you put your energy where it makes sense. You're good at certain things and not good at other things.
I sometimes feel like I have imposter syndrome. About my own wardrobe, like I'm like I've worn this too many times.
Kind of a thing. Care.
I don't think anybody cares.
Oh, yeah. I know, but I think also because we record so many of our like the episodes online. I'm making sure like I don't want to repeat things. Lately, I've been like, oh, there's been.
I try to wear different things every episode for the podcast.
Yes, yes.
Because first season there was times where I wore like the same shirt five times and people just kept calling me out on it.
That's my podcast shirt. It's podcasting.
Yeah, but you know, like leave me alone. We're also on like a fucking brown couch in like just give me a break. It's not like we're in a fucking. I'm not in David's house filming a podcast.
Right, right.
But now that we upped the budget, we got to up the budget on what we're wearing. Too.
Are you going to start wearing suits like Jimmy Fallon on Late Night? And
no, really... we did once for that episode, and it looked like we were news anchors.
Yeah, we were stiff.
Yeah, it did make us really stiff in those clothes. That was like kind of a bad decision to wear those clothes.
But I feel like it would be fun. We've talked about it multiple times, like dressing up like our high school selves or something like that.
Yeah, I think
that'd
be really good.
Yeah, we should. I'd
have to go to Hollister because...
Or just go on Depop, and I bet you could find the exact same hoodie you had from when you were in high school. I bet all of that stuff is out there.
Really?
Yeah. I would actually love to find like my old. I had that like Hollister one that had like the fur on the inside.
Oh yeah.
That was just like status,
and it was just way too like oversized. Yeah. Like my hands were like the sleeves would go past my hands.
Ariana Grande.
But like I kind of liked it though because it was like very seen and very emo. Yeah, and then my hair coming down like what the hell was I thinking?
Did you do the eyeliner too? Did you paint eyeliner?
No, that was Heath though. He did
the eyeliner.
He the guy liner. Yeah, he did it sometimes, but his was more glam. Not
have
emo.
You not seen Heath? In his look in high school?
I don't think I've seen photos. Oh, yeah. No.
He was total glam rock.
Glam rock, not even seen. Like,
dude, would wear like crocodile like leather pants to school.
And like a chain wallet. And
nobody questioned it because it was Heath. Everyone's just like, oh yeah, that's Heath.
I admire his just gumption.
I know.
to dress like that.
Exactly.
Especially if your rest of your crew wasn't dressed like that.
Yeah, I know. It was very ballsy of him to do
I
that.
Had to wear what everyone else was wearing.
Yeah. Abercrombie and Fitch and Hollister, yeah.
There was a few, because when I was a freshman in high school, there was the senior, his name was Jeffrey Wright. He would always like look so cool. Like he was like one, he was a cool scene guy. Like all the popular, like he was a popular kid in the high school and he was seen, which was crazy.
Yeah.
Because scene kids are not popular in high school, but he was a popular scene kid that everybody loved, like all the frats loved. Yeah. And I was like, I want to be that person. So I would go, like, I would see what he would wear, like these tight Hollister jackets. He brought Hollister to scene.
Yes, wow. Like we had a guy just like that. He wore this like Hollister shirt, but he would wear like these like camo shorts kind of.
Yeah.
He had the hair and a lip ring. I got the same shirt. I wore camo shorts, hoping like he would notice.
And it's crazy that we would do it when they went to the same school. Like, what were we thinking? Like, normally you copy people's outfits that are not in your friend group, like they're going to other party, but you don't you're gonna fuck, they're gonna see you.
Yep.
That's embarrassing.
Sit
especially
next to
in high
English
school.
Class. Hey, bud, nice shirt. Oh, yeah. Likewise.
Crazy.
Man.
Matt, if you're running a small business, inflation is not doing you any favors right now.
Absolutely not. It's all about saving money these days.
And it's harder than ever to stay profitable. If you're looking for a way to cut costs, mailing and shipping is a great place to start.
So that's why we suggest to use Stamps.com to mail and ship and get access to exclusive discounts and great rates on shipping from USPS and UPS. It's an easy way to keep more money in your pocket.
Stamps.com saves you time, money, and stress. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer. And there are discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS and 86% off UPS.
So no matter what business you're in, Stamps.com can help you save on shipping.
Whether you're an office sending invoices, an Etsy shop sending your products, or a warehouse shipping truckloads of orders, Stamps.com is the mailing and shipping solution for you.
And do you sell from multiple stores? Well, it's no problem. Stamps.com seamlessly works with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more.
If you're not using Stamps.com, you're doing it wrong. You'll be up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send.
So start mailing and shipping with Stamps.com and keep more money in your pocket every day.
Sign up with promo code HOOT for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and use code HOOT.
And now, back to the episode.
Are we doing a game?
Yeah.
I love games.
Well, it's not really a game. It's more of a series of questions.
Then
that,
I don't want it.
That Mike has
pulled. Oh, shit, Mike. You sent me this and I forgot to read them.
Did I? Oh, they're kind of deep. Some of them.
They're kind of deep. Which
oh
my
God.
Least favorite questions are deep.
I did
deep.
Not mean to text this to you. I meant to text it to myself, but I was thinking about you when I texted it.
Oh, I didn't read any of it.
Oh, well, good. Nothing was spoiled.
I forgot to read it.
Were we just talking? Or I don't know who I was talking about this with, but you ever like take a screenshot of someone's text and you mean to send it to someone else, but you send them?
I know.
Especially if you're like, get a load of this.
I did that once. Oh my God. I felt awful. It was back in like college.
I always feel like that when I'm like sending like someone who posts like a cringy Instagram story and you want to send it to like
someone else.
Every time I do that, I'm like, do they know that I'm
sending this to someone else?
Yeah.
So usually I'm not doing that to close friends, y'all. It's just, it's people. There's cringe follows I have out there. Yeah. Crazy people.
But I've never done that. I've never accidentally sent a text to someone that it wasn't supposed to go to, and just this is the first time in my life I've ever done that.
Well, thank God it was that.
I know.
I didn't see it.
I told you about the time my roommate in college talked shit about me and sent it to me.
Oh no, yeah, you told me.
Oh
fuck.
Man, still forgave him, still love him.
What was the line he said?
He said Matt King is, or no, he goes, dude, Matt is such a shit. He came down and pushed all of my homework over to the table and gulped his drink really loud and ate his oatmeal.
Oh,
and
my God.
One? Yeah, I probably I ate my oatmeal, definitely gulped my drink down. I was in a hurry to get to class. I didn't sit at the kitchen table, didn't touch his stuff. He was embellishing it.
Oh,
and
God.
I said,
oh, wait. So you didn't even do that?
No, no. I could get, because he was pulling an all-nighter and I was just waking up like, hey, buddy, how's it going? And he was just probably on edge and we knew that we weren't going to be roommates anymore. And he was sending it to the guy he wanted to be his new roommate. And the thing is, like, it hurt that he was like, talking shit.
Felt like that, yeah.
But what I was more disappointed is that he embellished and added in detail that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So that's when I finally sat down and talked with him. I go, buddy, I'm not mad about like you talking like smack. I'm mad about that detail because you know I didn't sit down at the table.
When people
and
have to add in detail.
I know. So. I was just, I was having a bad day, but forgave him.
Okay, Baja well, bitch.
Here come on. Is, did you ever watch the show Inside the Actor Studio?
No.
Where that the dean of the school in New York would like interview big actors. Anyway, it was like a show, and at the end, he would ask these 10 questions to every single actor, and I haven't seen these
I'm
questions.
I'm not an actor.
I know, but you're
but,
a
but now
person.
I gotta act.
No, no, no. These aren't acting questions. These are life questions, so you can answer as long or as short as you want.
I hate these no, type of questions.
They're fun questions. Answers. Okay. Okay. Number one, what is your favorite word?
Embellical.
Embellical.
That's not that. What,
that was the first word I thought of. I don't have
umbilical.
I don't have a favorite. I don't like these type of interview questions. If I was ever a big actor, I could never do it because I can't do like on the spot questions.
But it's not
like
it doesn't have to be a big word. It can be a word you say all the time, like you know,
love
or. Well, we just corrected you last time. It's not girdle your loins, but girdle
your loins.
You can say you still like the word girdle.
Girdle.
So it's umbilical?
Like umbilical cord?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, umbilical. What is your least favorite word?
Onomatopoeia.
Okay, what turns you on?
A big boobs.
Okay. What turns you off?
This one's going to be serious.
Okay.
What turns me off is when somebody is so unaware of their surroundings.
Huh. Mm. Somebody's not self-aware.
Self-aware,
lack
yeah.
of self-awareness.
Yes.
And damn. Just, is there an example of like a trait or like an action that someone could take that would represent that?
Just someone who can't read a room. You
yeah,
know what
just
I mean?
Socially they're doing something that's like, this is not the right time in the right place. Either yeah. it could be what they're talking about or just how they're
you
kinda, acting.
You kind of want to bring them to the side and just talk some sense to them, but you can't do that because that's just rude.
Right.
Oh, I don't like that.
That's
it
a
turns
good one.
Me off.
That is a
okay.
really good one.
Yeah. That's a great answer. What sound or noise do you love?
when he gets like all of them on Bejeweled.
Those noise
or Candy Crush. Like.
No, I actually love marker on a board.
On a dry erase board.
Like a good fat squeak, marker. Wait. Yeah, and I actually also love chalk on a chalkboard.
You love the sound of chalk?
I like the sound of that, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What sound or noise do you hate?
Honking.
Huh?
Mm. Yeah, car honks.
Are you not a big car honk guy?
I don't like it.
Do you
like,
ever honk your horn?
I try not to. I hate having to honk my horn.
Oh yeah.
I
the
never
only time
do
I'll
it.
Ever honk is if like the light's green and the car's not moving.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
but do you give them the full beep, or is it more like a throat cure? Like, ahem, beep,
no,
beep.
No.
Depending on how I'm feeling. There's I've done a 4 second honk before.
A 4 second?
Yeah.
Are you trying to get murdered?
Well, the person wasn't moving.
4 seconds.
The person
one
was
Mississippi. Two Mississippi.
They're just three the person wasn't moving, and then after the honk, they still weren't moving. I think they were just so like just
zoned
focused
in
on their phone. Yeah, that like
or that person was just like they were like.
Dude, a 4 second.
Like you have a job to do. Like there are people trying to get somewhere. You know, like you don't know what's going on behind you.
A 4 second honk is a death wish, bro. Like
that turns heads. Like you're like, what is happening?
Like that makes you want to just pull into, like you don't want to be on the same street as them. You want to like pull into a plaza and just
think about what you did.
Next question: what is your favorite curse word?
Probably fuck. I was actually trying to think of one, but like it was that, so.
I think fuck is one of the most versatile words in the English languages, too. Like you can, you know.
Absolutely.
Abso-fucking-lutely. What the fuck? I'm so fucked. This fucking
sucks. I love
sucks.
Fuckers. Like fucker. Like,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
What's up, fucker? I love just with the ER in the end. It's just, it sounds good.
It also
I love
feels
shit, but like shit. Like you're just like shit. Like, oh, we're getting into it.
Okay. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Like a circus performer. Like, what do you call, like, the Cirque du Soleil?
Like an acrobat.
An acrobat?
Yeah. You'd want to be putting on the face paint and doing spins and twirls.
Yeah, but, like, just really bad. Like, everyone's just doing an amazing job in, like, a show. Like a show that people are paying a lot for. Yeah. And I'm just running and tumbling, but, like, it looks so bad.
You're doing a cartwheel and it's just, like, you're hitting the ground just, like, thump. Like, because all those acrobats are so light on their feet.
And they're so
you're
quiet. Just like,
boom, boom, boom.
People in the audience start murmuring, is this part of the show?
If that was my show, I would want one person, like a Jonah, just like, hey, just take over.
You're wearing all the crazy makeup like that too, and you're like, is that Zayn? You're like,
because that would get some laughs, and you want that, like you want them to go to other people, like, you gotta go see this show.
Yeah,
like,
there's one guy
that I don't know what he's doing there, but you gotta watch it. And I think that's like a fun way to bring people to like watch the show more.
All right, that's a good answer.
It could happen.
What profession would you not like to attempt?
Just like anything with like marine biology. The ocean. No.
You don't want to be living in a submarine for 6 months at a time.
No, that fucking terrifies me. Like, thinking about that. Like, if I have anxiety on a, like, imagine, like, if you think I have anxiety on a plane, imagine a submarine. I would
get me out of it.
Knock me out. Like, I want to be asleep throughout this entire journey.
Have you ever been on a submerged
absolutely
like,
not
before?
Absolutely not. Like, even like snorkeling, underwater scuba dive, like, I don't want to do anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Because you're trapped.
Imagine feeling like you're fucking 100 feet down in the water and you just like
you can't come up.
Your tank, you can't go up fast. You have to, not only do you have to hold your breath, but you have to go up slowly just so your brain doesn't fucking explode. That's crazy.
You got to see that documentary about rescue about those kids in that cave in Thailand.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I just, every time I like think of it, I'm like, Zayn, you got it. It is just bananas what goes down.
Hope you're enjoying this episode. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rothy's.
I love my mom. I know you love your mom, but there's one mom that I really do love, and you know who that is?
Mother Earth.
You knew exactly where it was. Just Earth Day, yes. If you didn't know. And climate change and plastic reduction has been a huge topic lately. So I've been trying to be very mindful about my carbon footprint in my home and especially the products that I buy.
And not only was it recently Earth Day, but April is Earth Month. And that means a lot of us are giving extra thought to how we treat our planet.
Everybody wants to help out, and it's hard to know where to start. Problems like climate change and plastic pollution can feel really overwhelming, and especially when you don't see a clear way to make an impact.
But Rothy's believes that even the biggest challenges can be tackled one step at a time. They make the most comfortable, stylish, and durable shoes and daily essentials all from recycled plastic. Everything that Rothy's makes is better for the planet. They've repurposed millions of water bottles into their signature thread that goes into all of their products. Plus, Rothy's shoes, bags, and other essential items are made from less wasted fabric, and they're designed to be durable and washable for a stylish fit that lasts.
That's right. Rothy's makes super sustainable shoes and essentials that look great and last longer.
And some of the things that we love about Rothy's is their sustainability. They source sustainable materials like single-use plastic water bottles, algae-based foam, ocean-bound plastic, and use other sustainable practices to create better shoes with less waste. And not only that, they're literally one of the most comfortable pairs of shoes I've ever worn. They're incredibly easy to slip on. They feel great. They look great. And when they get dirty, just toss them in the wash and they look great. Honestly, it's one of my favorite shoes I've ever owned in my life, and I wear it basically every day.
And the durability is astounding. I've been wearing my Rothy's now for a few months, and I'm surprised how well they're holding up, and I can't wait to rock them all year long.
They still feel, look, and act brand new. And they look great. Rothy's truly are eye-catching. Everyone wants to know where you got those shoes from. When people try them on, they're blown away by how comfortable they are. We cannot recommend Rothy's enough.
So today we are offering you guys $20 off your first order at rothys.com/hoot.
When you're wearing Rothy's, your footprint feels lighter than ever. So go to Rothy's, Rothys.com/hoot, Hoot, to get $20 off your first purchase. Rothys.com/hoot. And now, back to the episode.
Down. You know we're going to Thailand next month?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Is this your first time?
I've been out of the country in 11, 12 years.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you have your passport all ready, good to
go? Sorry, Canada.
Yeah,
Canada. But that was just for a cruise. But yeah. Anything outside of that, no.
You're getting your passport all squared away? Because yep. I know there's like a 9-month delay with the passport.
Yeah, so. No, I found my passport. My passport is, I still have pink hair in my passport.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Pink hair.
Yeah, like, I think in the hair section it does say pink because like I had pink in my hair at the time, so they can't just put brown hair.
Wow. Did not think about that when you had to take your passport. Yeah,
did not think about that at all.
That's cool though. How many people like have pink hair on their passport? Yeah.
Okay, for the final question of
thank God.
Of Bernard Pivot's show questions apostrophe. Number 10, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
The damn shot of you made it. I don't know how the hell you made it, but you made it and you deserve to be here.
Wow.
You've been kind of shit, but you deserve to be here.
And then you walk through and what do you see?
Just everybody in white twerking. Just like, let's go. Let's go, baby.
It's like end and this is the end. The movie. Yeah.
What do you think heaven is, if you believe that there's a heaven?
Real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Do you have an answer for this?
We don't have to go deep into it.
I would like to hear your take on it.
I think there's a lot of... I like hearing different versions of heaven, too, because other people have their different versions. So, like, some people say that they get to relive life, but having all the knowledge that they have, so they get to basically live a perfect life, so that you get to go back and do it again. Other people say, like, it's unfathomable, like you, it's like experiencing what it's like to be, I think we talked about this last time, like twins in a womb, talking about what, oh, this is life, but you're literally just in a womb and you're in a pregnant woman's stomach for 9 months and you think that that's what reality is, and then you get born and you get to like eat food and drive a car and fall in love and like it's just unfathomable. And then when you get to heaven, that could be like even another level. Another theory is like it's just pure bliss. Like, everything is perfect. There's no negative feelings. It's just beings of white light and just, like, no problems. Everything is perfect. And it's just, like, love all the time.
But the thing is that, are you experiencing your heaven or is everybody on the same page?
That's like, what no one knows either. Like, is, and that's another thing is, like, every heaven is what you want heaven to be.
Yeah.
So if you want heaven to be, like, you get to hang out with all your pets that have, like, passed away from growing up. And, like, that's heaven. You get to see everybody. And that's what it is.
This is what I think heaven is. But it's kind of sad, but kind of fun at the same time. My heaven is, you know how, like, every night we dream, right?
Yeah.
We dream every night. We wake up. We forget about the dream. But, like, in the moment you're dreaming.
Yeah.
I think when you're dead, I think you're in like you're in a forever dream, but the fact that your brain is off, now your whole soul goes into that dream where you feel more in the dream than when you dream at night.
And
your heaven is you're gonna have everybody you love and all your friends in your heaven, but what they're doing in your heaven, that's not what they're doing in their heaven.
Right.
So that's what makes it sad is that you're not really with them, but
you're with your own
brain
version.
with like what your brain has captured in the past, like throughout your entire life, it's going to make that heaven.
So like your parents, friends, like Matt is there, but in Matt's version of heaven, he's not actually living that version with you. No. He's in his own version.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
That's what dreams, if you think about it, that's what dreams are now.
Yeah, like you get to hang out with like your favorite celebrity.
Matt is there. Yeah. But like, it's he's like not my actually
conscious,
there.
My like yeah. downloaded consciousness. Yeah, it's that's just what I like think the bot version
that's
of
like
me.
That's like a good plot for a movie.
But I
too.
Hope it's not as foggy as a dream now.
I right. think they would yeah. like take away that sense of awareness where you would truly think it's
I
Real.
Hope to God, because that's going to fucking suck if yeah. just everything's foggy all the time. This is going to be a headache.
Would you do the San Juperino like episode, or San Junipero, that episode of Black
yes,
Mirror?
Yes, before
if you could
I
download
die,
your consciousness
yeah,
and, like,
I would do that.
Go and like live in a paradise.
But you have to do it before you die, right?
Well, I because think once right you're dead, before you can die, late. You can like, that's what the one girl's doing it, is she's like trialing it, right?
Yeah.
She's figuring out which one she wants to truly live
but
in.
But imagine you can't do it once you die. You have to do it when you're alive. But now you have to choose when you die.
Ooh.
Isn't that pretty insane? Like, if you're 45, you're like, I'm getting old, but I'm still pretty young. Like, I don't want to do this yet. I feel like it's a group commitment. It's a group like suicide, pretty much. Like, yeah. you, as a group, whoever you want to be with, you have to collectively, hopefully you make it to the age where there's a cutoff line and you all get hopefully, to just
like,
continue.
I don't know, if you like, if you died tragically, they would be able to like salvage your consciousness pretty fast.
There's like a 30-minute backup delay.
Yeah. Like, that, get him, we gotta download
but
it.
To me, that's not real life. Shit happens, that's life. Like, once you die, that's it. But that'd be an interesting way to be able to live on with the people you want, is you have to pick when you die. Like, you have to
would
be
you alive, if so. Someone came to you and said, I can tell you when you're gonna die, would you want to know?
No.
You wouldn't want to know.
No way.
No.
But what if it was like,
I would like to know.
You're going to die.
Well, the thing is, if you tell me like when I die, then I just stay home and I don't like drive that day, then and what, like, I'm still going to die. Am I still going to die?
No matter what, you're going to die. You can't change it. So like, they're just going to tell you what age you die at. You don't know how, but like, you're just, they can tell you whatever. You're going to live to 98. Or it could be 43, or it could be...
I see, it's just that...
You don't know what the answer
that
is, but...
If it was 98, I'd be like, woo, all right, let's get going and just enjoy the day.
That's yeah. only
but if... You, if, yeah. But if they said 43, like 30, it would shake me up. It wouldn't...
I would think about
you don't think it would make you, like, actually want to do more things with the time you have left?
It would there'd be 2 weeks of kind of moping where I'm like, I wish I never... you know,
found this out.
I would be better at planning. You know what I mean? Now yeah. I know. Oh, now I have like a timeline. Like, yeah. I need to do everything I want to do before.
But, now, does everybody know that you got the answer and it's like a legitimate answer? Because imagine going around being like, I was told it's going to be 43. Oh, we'd all be like, Zane, you're not going to die. You're like, I am. I know the answer. None of you guys are taking it seriously. And then it comes to it. You're like, see?
Oh. Yeah.
You're gone.
Wow. All right, well, that was fun. Okay, I was just curious.
All right, well, that's that wraps up the 10 questions. That was fun.
Some perfect. Very, very Thank good you questions. So much.
Zane, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yes.
Besides your hair.
Very good. We have a coffee company, Cremota.com. Make sure to get your coffee. We have every flavor. We have all the merch. And then we have a podcast, Zane and Heath Unfiltered, where Matt is on all the time, if you guys don't know. We post every Monday and Tuesday. Well, Monday audio, video Tuesday on Zane and Heath Unfiltered. On YouTube, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Sorry.
And there's a Patreon too.
Oh, there's a Patreon too where we do high episodes. It's been pretty much like twice a month now, which is awesome. And we're about to actually, you know what? By the time this comes out, the Brittany Broski episode will be out, which is a big episode for us. So that'll be on patreon.com.
And we're high in the episode with Brittany Broski.
Yes.
I hardly remember it. So hopefully it's good.
Yeah. But yeah, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you. That's right.
There it is, folks. Zane.
All right. Thank you so much for coming.
Bye, guys.
Have a great week.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.